It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Camille Carmack. She is a fifth grade teacher at Sally Morrow. And as you guessed it, this is our school district update for the week. We're going to shine a light on Sally Morrow Elementary up there in Helper. We're going to talk about some of the great things that are coming up and going on up in at Sally Morrow. You know, it is March, but the end of the year is right around the corner. And we've got, I'm sure somewhere in here, we're going to be talking about end of year testing that's coming up and those kinds of great things. So we're just going to talk about what's going on up at Sally Morrow for the next few minutes. Camille, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for coming in, because I love getting this information out to everybody. You know, it's a great way for people to know what's going on at the schools and at Sally Morrow in particular for this interview. So let's start off with, first and foremost, how are things going at Sally Morrow?
Well, they're going pretty well. We've been getting into school since Christmas break, and third quarter is always the time that we learn the most. There aren't as many breaks and interruptions, and so we learn a lot and try to get a lot done in third quarter. So we've been really doing a lot of that.
And do you feel that third quarter is kind of tough, because you maybe lose maybe the first week of third quarter because you're trying to get everybody back into school mode?
Yes, that does happen. But we try to get in there as quickly as possible and get going. I guess the snow day last week had a little bit of an impact, but I think we're back on track again.
That's right. One of my friends is a teacher, and he posted, it's either a snow day or a mental health day for teachers. I'm not sure. Either way, thank you.
Right. I think it works both ways.
Either way, it's good every now and then to get a little break. So let's talk about what's going on up at Sally Morrow.
Well, in fifth grade, we are, like I said, learning a lot. Right now, one of the things we're focusing on is writing. In fifth grade, we do get tested. Fifth graders get tested at the end of the year on writing, and so we've been concentrating on opinion writing. We write five paragraph essays. Some of the things that my students have been writing about are, should we feed wild birds in the winter? Writing a whole five paragraph essay about that, and the most recent one, and probably the most fun, was, should students be allowed to have cell phones in school? And that was one that they felt pretty strongly about and enjoyed writing about, I think.
I was going to say, there was probably a lot of pros for that one.
Mostly pros. A few cons, but mostly pros.
All right. So and that reading, or that writing assignment, excuse me, rather, is going to be in direct correlation. You said that's for testing. Is that kind of how that's going to go?
Yeah, that's our practice for the end of the year testing. We're just finishing up opinion writing and starting on informative writing, and those are the two genres that we have to have ready to go by, well, next month.
Like I said, it's not that far away, really.
No, it's not. It's not. It's coming right up.
All right. So what are some other great things that are going on in the fifth grade?
We're also doing a lot of science. We enjoy the science. We just are finishing up a unit on matter, the states of matter and what matter is, and we've done a few experiments to distinguish between physical and chemical changes, and that's been a lot of fun.
And the other thing with science, and we talk about it with other, you know, teachers and administrators in the district, is I think the reason that kids love science so much is sometimes it can be really hands-on.
Yes.
And sometimes that makes messes, but anyway.
Yes.
Do you find that's a better form of learning, or do you find that there are some kids that enjoy hands-on and some kids that it doesn't work for? Is that a fair question?
I think most of them really do enjoy that hands-on. Sometimes teachers have to kind of walk the line between how beneficial it will be and how, like you said, messy it will be or how chaotic it will be. But what we try to do as much hands-on as we can.
Yeah, because different kids learn different ways. And I was always a hands-on learner. It's easier for me to do it that way.
Right.
So.
And I think that's pretty common.
Okay. Anything new? What else is going on?
Well, one of our other fun things is this year we learn about U.S. history in fifth grade for social studies. And all year we've been working on the Patriot Award, which is that we have eight different items that they memorize throughout the year. It is pretty hard. I mean, one of the items is the Gettysburg Address, which is intense. You know, it's a pretty long item to memorize, but they get to memorize eight different things, and at the end of the year they get a plaque if they earn all of, if they memorize all of those and pass them off, and that's been fun. We've also been learning about all of the, right now we're working on things, events leading up to the Revolutionary War, and in particular, the Boston Tea Party has been enjoyable to them. In fact, last couple weeks ago, we had some songwriters come to us from the Utah Festival Opera up in Logan. They came down and spent a day with fifth grade, and each class was able to write a song about one of the subject areas we've been working on. And my class chose to write a song about the Boston Tea Party, and that was really fun. We wrote the lyrics in 1 hour, and then they came back a little while later and we helped write the music too. So that was really enjoyable. And the other fifth grade class wrote about chemical and physical changes, which was also really fun.
Well, very cool. It seems like there's always, like I said, there's always something fun going on up at Sally Morrow. Have you got anything else there that you wanted to cover before we get out of here?
Well, we want to give a shout out to our fifth grade, because every month, one of the grades, we have a grade level competition for points, and they earn tokens for leveling up in reading or passing off math quizzes and things like that, good behavior. And every month, one of the grades wins and gets to have a fun prize. And in September, we won and got to launch water balloons at Mr. Allen. Our aim wasn't that great, but they enjoyed it anyway. But we also finally have won again. We won in January, and so we're waiting to have our fun activity, whatever that may be. But I'm pretty sure it will involve a mess and one of our administrators. So we're excited about that.
Excuse me. I was always going to say, is Mr. Allen's always good for a water balloon or a pie in the face.
He really is. For just about anything. He's wonderful.
All right. Hey, Camille, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate the time. And we're going to let you get back to teaching great minds up there at Sally Morrow Elementary.
Great. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. That's Camille Cormack, a fifth grade teacher up at Sally Morrow Elementary in Helper. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.